We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, and we are starting a brand new parak, parak HaSoicher Es HaUmnim. Zok the Mishnah, HaSoicher Es HaUmnim VeHitu Zeh Zeh. Umnim, Tosfos speaks out, could mean Saya Schir Yoyim or a Kablan. What's the difference between a Schir Yoyim and a Kablan? A Schir Yoyim means he's hired for the day. A Kablan means hired by the job. That's what it means. You have day workers who just hired for the day, whatever I need you to do, that's a Schir Yoyim. A Kablan means I hire you to do a specific job. It's going on both. And it says, Behitu Zazef, they fooled each other. What does that mean exactly? More we'll discuss. Does it mean the two Pailim fooled each other or the Baal Bayis fooled the Uman? In any case, Ein Lam Zel Zel Tarumas. There's only Tarumas on each other. All they can have is Tainis on each other, but there's no Tviya Mominus. We'll see exactly what that means, but it means if you tell them a different price and it's a mistake. So all it is Tarumas. We'll see in the Gemara exactly. Now, the Mishnah gives us little examples. Sochar es sachamar vesakador, lahavi priperin vechalilim lekaloi lemeis. So chamar is a driver of chamar. He's a chamar driver. And a kador, Rashi says, is a wagon driver. So what does it do with kador? So Tosfos gerus karor, which that would be lashon karoin, a wagon. But he says, even if he gerus kador, he says the normal thing was that the pottery sellers had wagons. So a lot of times they're wagon drivers. So sochar is a chamar is a kador, lahavi priperin, which means these sticks to make a chuppah, vechalilim and flutes, the kaloi lemeis, either for a kala, for the smechos and a kala, or for a mace, these use flutes to make a hesped. Or you hired payalim lahalois pishtonim in a mishra, or you hired payalim to take out the pishton, the flax, from the mishra, from the water where it's soaking. V'chol davashavad, any other thing is davashavad. Here, if you hire someone to bring you something for the chasana, and they come and they don't come, they don't do it, it's a davashavad, because you need it for the chasana right now. Same thing with the pishtan also, it gets ruined. V'chol davashavad, v'chol zrubahem, and the payalim backed out. You hired them, you said, go bring me something for the chasana. Okay, gevaldik. Then they say, no, I can't do it. And now it's too late, I can't get someone else. So, makoim she'ein sham adam, there's no other person to rent, to get, at that price, soich aleim, you're allowed to hire a new poil for a higher price, and then we'll see if you could charge them or not. Or imatan, or you fool them by telling them, you know what, you don't want to do it anymore? If you do it, I'll give you $100 extra. And then you don't give it to them. Well, again, we have seen the Gemara more elaboration on that. So you're allowed to do that because lemais they backed out, but makom medava avod. Hasoiches ha'umnim v'chazu behem yodom al tachtoina. And this is a klal for this, that if you hire Uman to do malacha of kablonis, and they, after they started it, they backed out, yodom al tachtoina. Their yad is al tachtoina, which means, for example, they started a job, they made a half a bookshelf, and they said, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore. Now you have to hire new workers to do the other half of the bookshelf. So now the whole bookshelf was for $1,000, they did $500 worth of work. But now you're going to have to hire a new crew to do the next half. It's going to be more than $500, it'll be $600. You only pay the first person $400, and you give the next, and you pay $600. Why? Yodam ala tachtoina, that's the halacha. Yodam ala tachtoina, they don't get paid for what they did because they were chayzer in the middle of the kablan job. In balabais, yeah, chayzer. But yodam ala tachtoina, if the balabais was chayzer, then yodam ala tachtoina, which means he'll have to give them, no matter if he, let's say halfway through the swarm shanki chaps, that he could have got it for cheaper. So if he's chayzer right there, so he can hire the next half for cheaper, but the first half he has to pay the full price. He can't say, I'm not paying you the full price, because he was the one who was chayzer, and therefore he has to pay them for everything, and he has to pay them for whatever they did, for whatever they made up. Another rule, this is a gabe, someone who's dying, give someone tzemer, give someone wool to dye, and he dyed the wrong color. So yodei al tachtoina, the one who dyed it the wrong color, he only gets either his expenses or the shvach, whichever one is lower, he gets. So it means if it went the wool went up in price $100, but his expenses were $80, only gets $80 because he did the wrong thing. If the expenses were $80, but the shvach was only $60, only gets $60. You have to call him a shana. Whoever changes what we made up the contract, yodei al tachtoina. Repeat over the same thing again now. Whoever's chayzer, yodei al tachtoina. Again, the Gemara will have to discuss what exactly will be moisif by saying chayzer by yodei al tachtoina. It's the Gemara on daf ayin ches, which we'll discuss that. So that's our Mishnah. So the Mishnah starts off with the first line of the Mishnah, which will be discussion of the Gemara here. Hasoichas omrim v'hitu ze'aze. Eilam ze'aze ela ta'raimis. He only has tainas on the person who fooled him or made a mistake. Zok the Gemara, what are we talking about? It doesn't say chazuv ze'aze like Tani. When the Reisha says Hasoichas omrim v'hitu ze'aze, it doesn't say that the Balvayis was chazuv with the Poyer, or Poyer was chazuv with the Balvayis. It doesn't say that. It says hitu ze'aze. The atu poilim hadadi. We're assuming Psalm Mishnah is that the poilim made a mistake to each other, which means that one of the poilim was served as the contact man between the Baal Bais and the other workers, and he made a mistake. The halacha is you only have tarumas on him. Now, hechidami, what exactly is this case that there's a hitu zazah and it's tarumas? Hechidami, domale Baal Bais, zil oiger le poilim. The case was that the Babai has told Reuven, go hire me some Pailim. And Reuven's one of the Pailim also. Reuven is going to be either yes or no. Reuven is also not the Babai. Reuven is a middleman. And Reuven is going to get his friends to be a Pailim. Va'ozel ihu, and he went along va'ata inu. And he made a mistake. And he fooled them. Hey Chidomi, what's the case? Idom li Babai is ba'arba. The Babai has told this Reuven, I am going to pay $4 an hour. And he went to them, Amalu Tlasa, and he told them, I'm paying you $3 an hour. And they said, okay. And then after the full day of work, they find out that Baal Bais would have gave four, and they accept the three. So they say, wait, I was supposed to get four. So the Mishnah says it's Tarumas. No, Tarumas, in that case, Tarumas is my vita. What kind of Tarumas it is? Sova v'kibal, you accepted for three. What's the problem? They told you three and you said yes. Well, why is that a taina? Because the Baal Bais would have gave four. That's a taina? That's not a taina. What's the taina? What type of taina do you have? You have no taina on this person. So Tarumas my vita. Sova v'kibal. So that case doesn't work. So let's try it other way. Let's try it other way. Idomli Baal Bais with Tlasa. I made a case like this. The Baal Bais told Reuven, hire me workers for $3 an hour. And he wanted to get the workers, so he says, I'm the barba, he said, I'm going to pay you four. So the lachiz is tarumas. What's the case? If he says to the poyalim, I will take care, I'll be responsible for your schar. So then, it's more than tarumas. They could actually demand $4 an hour, even though the barba is only made $3 an hour. You made up with us $4 an hour. You said schar chamalai, so give us $4. The tayunt and the price. If you hired a poel to work in your own field, the harov is shachaveroi, and then you showed the chaveroi's field, and he worked in the chaveroi's field, the chaveroi said, I'm not paying that much money. The one who is a soicher pays the full schar because he took responsibility. The chaveroi is the Baal Bais, he goes and takes from the Baal Bais what he gave hanot to it. So just showing from here that if you say schar chamalai, even though he didn't actually work for you, but you could be responsible for that. So here, if Reuven went and hired them for four, and the Baal Bais is only paying three, he should pay the other one from his pocket. It's more than tarumas. Lo tricha, the case of our Mishnah of tarumas is damalu schar chamal Baal Bais. Remember, the Baal Bais said three, he said four, and he said schar chamal Baal Bais. The halacha is that the poilim only get three, and they can have tainus on the Reuven, on the middleman. Look what the normal amount that poilim get paid, and then the Baal Bais should pay for that. Lo tricha. Some people, because here the Gemara's question is that if the normal percentage is, look what Rashi says, what I know is, if the normal price is three, then my tarumas, you can know tarumas. Even though the guy said four, but there's no tarumas, because that is the going rate. So let's see, you can make a barba, we can make a square tlosa. Some get paid $4 an hour, some get paid $3 an hour. The Omrulei, the Poyalim say, Ilav the Amrit Lom Baba, you Reuven, if you didn't tell me four, Tarchino Masakir Baba, would have found someone paying four. Some people pay three, some people pay four. I would have got a job for four. You told me we were paying four. So therefore, I have tainus on you. The halacha is he gets only paid three because he didn't say Schar Chamalai, and the Baal Bais is the one who's paying. But the middleman made a mistake here, and he fooled them. So therefore, you can have tarumois on this Reuven. That's the halacha. You have tarumois. What's this chalois of tarumois? Tarumois means that Reuven now has to ask the mechila, has to mefayis them, because he has a richtig taina. He has a right to be insulted and upset because of this. Baal kaponim in mamonis he has no taina because shkar galai what? Why not? Because he didn't say schar chamalai. He was only a middleman. All he did was fool them, technically. He's a middleman. He's obviously a middleman. He's a Sarach Malai. He said, here, I have this Baal Bayis who's paying now $4 an hour. And it's not true. It's $3 an hour. But it's not, you know, you're right. It's the words here that he atenu. Because he kept harumas, but there's no one to pay. Who has to pay this? There's no achi of mammon for fooling someone. So you can't make the pile pay. The middle guy pay. You can't make Reuven pay. There's no achi if you say a law, you don't get paid. You don't have to pay money. So if I go into the streets, Tom, and I tell a guy, you know, if you jump over the thing, you know, Reuven's gonna pay you $100. And he jumps over, and says, "Where's my $100?" Go to Reuven. Reuven says, "I don't know what you're talking about." So I'm not chai of anything. You know, it's very not nice thing to do. There's tarumas on that, but there's no. I can't mechayiv myself. You can't mechayiv something unless he does something for you. He gives something to you. You can't. Just saying deeper is not enough to mechayiv. So akapanim, here we're saying that's the case of tarumas over here, where again this is the first pshat in our Mishnah that atu zeh means the Baal Bayis said three, the middleman Reuven said four, and it was ika de miska barba, ika de miska v'shloisha. And these guys say, the taina I have is, I would have found someone to pay his four. If there's no one to pay his four, since there's no taina. But here I said, I thought this guy's paying four. You told me that. So the halacha is, there's tarumas. That's pshat number one.
If
there's only
paying three?
Huh? If the whole world's, no one's paying three, you have to pay four anyway. You have to pay four. Because that's what Masha Henoi says, Rashi says, Masha Henoi says, Masha Henoi says, that's what the hana I gave you. If I give you a hana, you have to pay. That's Rashi speaks out in the Ramaskal Lechzi, like we spoke out. It says, "Imiskari ba'ba, karchik ba'al bayis neisav ba'ba, dog toni yotav ba'al bayis ma'ase heno." He said, "What do you mean, hanahem?" Boy is saying, "Pshat number two is like this." Boy is saying, "Hoch ba'al bayis eskidon." I'm talking about a ba'al bayis, which means the workers were not stam workers; they were really balabatim, which means they had their own properties, and you know their properties weren't so successful, so they used to work to make an extra buck. But it doesn't pass for them to work for three. That doesn't pass for them. They're best ever mentioned. They're really balabatim. So the Amrle, Ilav the Amrit Lomba Arba, if you wouldn't have told me four, have a Zilabon Milsa Lasguri. I never would have took the job. So therefore, that's the tarumas they have. Not that they really have a tvi on four, but they're saying we are better people, and therefore we never would have took the job for three, and that's why I have a taina of tarumas. Again, it's not a moment to take a taina, but it's a tarumas. It's a real tarumas. Saying the only reason we took the job is because of four. In the last, if this guy's a regular pal, so what do you mean you only took it for four? Your market price is three. There's no taina of a four. But here he's saying I'm a different market. I'm really a baal boss. I only do it if I get extra. And therefore, that's the tarumas has. Of course, again, there's no moment of the gatina. That's shot number two. Shot number three is, if I say, I'm talking about them, pile them again. The Amri lay, kivin the Amri lama abba, since you told me four, tarchinon vaavdinon avilaz shabirta. We went ahead and we did extra special good work because you told me four. So I wanted to make sure that I'm doing something better. I want to make it look like it's taka better, and I worked harder. And if I want my four, because I did a better job. But so Mary, that's cash. Okay, that's true. Okay, let's check it out. Let's check it out. Tai gets more because it's more hana for the baal bayis. Lechse v'tayu. Mary says, "Barifka." They were digging the charitz. They were digging ditches around the field for the water to go in there. It's irrigation canals. And the, now it's so you can't tell if it's a better job. For example, Rivka Nami made the yard. You can tell also it's very neat, very very even. So the only Maya already filled it with water. So already filled it with water already. Now you can't tell. So here that's a third shot. The reason they have to rumors is they're saying is that I did a better job, which is worth more. Now you can't check it out because the water's in there. But I did a better job. I thought we getting four. I did a better job. I want four. The halacha is since you can't prove it. The halacha is it's only tarumas. And pshat number four in this mahalach that we're talking about the pile and fooling each other by Sema, Loilom Domle Baal Bayis Parabolic, like the first Havamina. The Baal Bayis said four, Vazla Iu, and the Reuven went, Vamalu Tlosa. They said, I'm paying $3 an hour. And this guy said yes. And the Kasha Gemara was, why is that Tarumas? They accepted for three. But the Kamris saw Vavakibel, aye, they were Makabal, the Amrale, because they could tie it into Reuven, and they say like this. Less al timna toiv ba'alov. You don't hold this pasuk in Mishlei al timna toiv ba'alov. Don't hold back toiv ba'alov. That lechayra, you know, he was offering four. Why taking it away from me? It's tarumas. So that's a fourth pshat. On this pshat, the Rishayna asks, what do you mean? Why is there a tain of al timna toiv ba'alov? Maybe it's al timna toiv ba'alov on the owner on the ba'alvayis. The bias, I want to get rid of the bias. I'll tell them, don't. Why take away the good from somebody to give good to? Well, I'm giving good to the bias, giving a better deal. I'm working for him. I'm actually working for him. I want to get him a better deal.
So
he's not keeping the dollar. No. So Rishonim answer that he's a rich guy. The Baal Bayis is a rich guy. Don't feel bad for the rich guy. The market price is four. Don't try to rip off the little guy to pay the big guy. That's one of the truths. There's other truths also. But that's the Rishonim answer to answer this question. So right now, where we are holding, we're going to come back to this lashon of the Mishnah, Hitu Zezeh, but this is the first Mahalach in our Mishnah. We'll come back to it soon. Is that Seichesum Hitu Zezeh Inla Terumais, which means there's the middleman fooling the Poyalim, and we had four Pshatim exactly what Terumas are. The four Pshatim were, one Pshat is where the Baal Bayis said three, the Shliach said four, and there were two type of rates in the world. He said, I would have took a better rate. The second pshat is that the people he hired were balbatim. They said, I deserve more because it's embarrassing for me to work. The third pshat was, they said, I did a better work, and that's why I have tarumas. And the fourth pshat is that the way the balbai said four, and the poil said three, and the tain of ultimate time of bail. So now we're going to go into a little bit of a different thing, and then come back to this mission. Pshita, he omale balbayis betlosa. That's Pashat. If the Baal Bayis said three, va'ozel ihu, the Shliach goes, this is Reuven, va'omulu ba'arba, and he tells the Poilim four, and what do they answer? They don't answer a plain yes. What they say is, va'amrilei k'moy sha'ama Baal Bayis. I want to do like the Baal Bayis. So there, the halacha is daita eloi. They definitely mean, when they say daita Baal Bayis, they don't mean to minimize the four, they just mean to say, I trust you that the Baal Bayis said four. And therefore, halacha would be is, if Reuven says, Shchar Chamalai, he'll have to pay four. Can't say Sava Kibble over here, that they accept the three. Because they just said, Kamal Bayis, means I trust you, it's four. So if it was Shchar Chamalai, he'll have to pay four. And if it's not Shchar Chamalai, at least there's Tarumas. That's Pashat. The Shaila is the other way. Eli Omale Baal Bayis Barba. Baal Bayis Barba. Also Yiv Omale Batlasa. And he goes and says three. And what are they answer? They don't say yes. They answer, Omale Kamal Shama Baal Bayis. I want to do what the Baal Bayis says. So my, adebura dideka samchi, the amri lay, is pshat, the poilim of samech on Reuven's words, that I'm samech on you, the amri lay, mehemes law and the hokim Baal Bayis. I believe you, when I say that, kamash Baal Bayis, I believe you, that's what Baal Bayis said, I'm accepting three. Or dilma adebura de Baal Bayis samchi. What do you mean to say, no, I want what the Baal Bayis says. I'm not listening to you. That's the shayla. In this case, the shayla is, I get more because I said I'm not agreeing to what you're saying. I want what the Baal Bayis says. I want to know what the Baal Bayis says. In the first case, he definitely doesn't want to minimize. So the first case is possible. He says, Baal Bayis, he needs to say is, I believe you, it's four. And that's it. But here, where the guy said three, and I said Baal Bayis, maybe there I mean to say, I don't believe you for three, and I want to do four. That's the Shaila. Who's Dibor Yisemichon? The Shliach? Or you're saying, I really want what the Baal Bayis says? That's the Gemara Shaila. When the Shliach says something, and different than Baal Bayis, who do you trust? The Baal Bayis or the Shliach? So Tashema, we're going to bring a raya from a Gemara and a Mishnah in Masechtas Gittin and Perek HaOmer, in the sixth Perek of Masechtas Gittin. Tashema, Havali Gitti. The halacha is, just as a klal, that a Shliach LeKabbalah is a Shliach who's a Shliach of the Isha, and when he accepts the get, she gets divorced automatically. She, he doesn't have to bring the get to the Isha. He's the Shliach LeKabbalah, he's like the Yad of the Isha. A shliach la'alacha, Rashi says, could only be made idea the man. And that, he becomes shliach la'man, and he brings the get to the Isha, and he gives it to her. That's a shliach la'alacha. So shliach kabbalah is made by the Isha. Shliach la'alacha is made by the man. Tashema, hoveli giti. The Isha told the shliach, Reuven, the Isha told Reuven, bring me my get. Which means, tell the husband to make you a shliach la'alacha and bring it to me. And he walks into the husband and says, "V'ishtecha amra skabala giti." Your wife said, "I should be a shliach lekabbalah." And what does the husband answer? And the truth is that he's not a shliach lekabbalah because the wife told him to be a shliach lelacha, which she can do. He has to make that. And he says, "Your wife said I should be a shliach lekabbalah." And why do you say that? It makes it easier for him because he doesn't have to bring it back. He has to be responsible. Once he gets it, she's divorced. So that's what he said. The shliach said, "Who amra?" The husband says, "Heilach kamash amra. Do whatever she said." Even when the get reaches her hand, ain't a migrashas. She is not migrashas. So what do you see? Shamet mina the burid dekasamech. He's on his words, on the Reuven's words. Why? When he said Kamash Amra, if he meant to go on the Isha's words and the Mashaleach's words, she should at least be divorced when the get reaches her hand. It said it's not a get even if the get reaches her hand. Why not? I said, I do whatever she says, and she wants a shirich halacha, so I'm making a shirich halacha. So why is the halacha, that's not megresh at all? Teretz says, I trusted Reuven that he's a shirich kabbalah, and he wasn't a shirich kabbalah, that's why it doesn't work. So it's a raya that when a shirich says something, adibura dideka samach. Amar Rav Ashi, no, it's not a raya. Amar Rav Ashi, hachi hashtam. On top of I involve on base, hachi hashtam. Fish lama, itmar, ipcha, if it was the opposite. If the case, the story was the opposite story, where the Isha says, Eskaba ligiti, the Isha said, you know what, be a shliach kabbalah for me, which is easier for the shliach, and the ishtacha amra hava ligiti, and he walks in and says, I'll be a shliach la'ilacha. And v'hu amen, he says, hail kamash amra, and he says, do as she said. And here we would have a lacha of amra v'nachm ravu amra v'shigir get liyodoi migareshes, and he would paskin, Rav Nachman would paskin, that when the get reaches his hand, automatically migreshes, then we see, Amar Dibur Doka Samach. Then we'd be have a raya that we've Samach heard deeper, because she said, Shiach Kabbalah. Inami, if we would say, Meshigir get liyoda migreshes, when he brings the get to her, is migreshes, Amar Dibur Doka Samach. Then it'd be a raya, Dibur Doka Samach. But here, where the case was, the Isha said, be a shliach lelacha, and the shliach walks in and says, I want to be a shliach kabbalah. And we said, it doesn't work. So being a raya must be Samach on the shliach. No. Maybe really it was Samech on the Isha that she said Shliach Leilacha. The reason why it doesn't work is not because it was Samech on him. The reason why it doesn't work is because he did not want to be a Shliach Leilacha. It's a bigger job for him. He has to have a chrites. So he was Oiker Shliach. He said, I don't want to be a Shliach Leilacha. Ela Hashem was in the Oka Shliach L'Shlichus Legamri. The Amalei says, Shliach Kabbalah Havina, I'll be a Shliach Kabbalah. Leilacha Levin, I don't be a Shliach Leilacha. So that's why it doesn't work there. Not because of raya one way or another. Maybe at the word didaka samach, and she was saying be a shliach leilacha. But the shliach says, I don't want to be a shliach leilacha. I want it right away. She's not allowed to, but she's saying tell the husband to do that, and that's fine. If the husband knew that, he would do that. But and here he's not even brought it. He even took responsibility of Maisa. But the Maisa, he walked in and said, I don't want the responsibility. So that's why the shliach doesn't work. And Bishlam of the case we said that would be a raya, skab legiti, shram legiti, dear, it's harder to do halacha, and he's willing to do halacha, so for sure he's willing to do Kabbalah. So there would be a raya one way or another if he said that when it gets to his hand, it's ready gerish, we know it's going out the dah. And if he's making sure halacha, we know it's going out the day. But here, either way, this guy says, I don't want to be a shliach leilacha. So it's not a riot, anything. That though he says, it's not megreshes. I'll tell you why it's not megreshes. Because when it gets to his hand, it's not megreshes because she didn't make him a shliach kabbalah. And when it gets to her hand, it's not megreshes because he didn't want to be a shliach leilacha. So that's why it's not a riot to the shaila of Uriday. And we're stopping here without knowing, having a riot. We're not going to have a riot to that shaila with the pile. If you'll be samech on the balabayas or be samech on the middleman, we're not going to answer that shaila because we couldn't answer the shaila from here. And the next Gemara's by his name is to go back to our Mishnah in the words of Hitu Zezah.